There's an enigmatic medrash in the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of this week's Parsha. I think we might have discussed it in years past from a different angle. The pasuk says, the second pasuk in our Parsha, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMedbar Yamsuf, that Hashem circuitously rerouted them, as it were, into the Midbar. And the Medrash says, Avayasev, that's Haseba. From here we learn what it says in the Mishnah, Arvi Psachim, Afilu Anishav Yisrael, Lo Yochalat Sheyesev. Even a poor person is not allowed to have a Pesach Seder without Haseba. In the old days, the rich people and the nobility, they always ate Haseba. The poor people ate in a very, very simple fashion. Okay, everyone's Chayv in Haseba at the Pesach Seder because it says Vayasev. Now, what exactly does this mean? It seems to be just a play on words. Vayasev means he took them on a circuitous route. That really has nothing to do with Haseba, meaning to lean while you're eating. So what's the deeper connection here? So if we assume there's a deeper connection, so I saw in the Sefer, Birkas Yitzchak kept focused on the word in the pasuk, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMidbar. Hashem took them into the Midbar. As a matter of fact, the Midrash Rabbah in the beginning of Bamidbar Rabbah, Vayidbar Hashem Moshev Bamidbar Sinai, points out that the Torah was Davka given the Midbar for many very substantive reasons. And he says that why did Hashem bring us into the Midbar? No, Hashem didn't want to bring us into straight into Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash with Batim Leim Kol Tov. You know, he could have brought us straight to a wonderful paradise where we had riches and we had a big country and we had farms and vineyards and big houses, etc. But what then would have been the impression we received? Ah, we left Mitzrayim, now we have Cheiros, now we're Chashivas, now we have success. What's success? Success is having big houses and fancy cars and big titles and high-paying jobs. Hashem brought us to the Midbar. What do you have in the Midbar? Luckily, at the end of the Parsha, Hashem gave us months so we could survive in the Midbar, right? Every day we had enough bread to eat for that day and no more. We had enough water to drink for that day and no more. Basically, we had no money in the bank. We had no parnasa, we had no fancy food, we had no houses, we had no fancy cars. We lived a desert. A desert is a place where there is no gashmius, but we got the Torah in the desert, right? We received the Torah. What did Hashem teach us by taking us into the desert? Ultimately, that the measure of cheiros is not how much money you can make now that you're free and can keep your own salary, not how many titles you can put before your name or how expensive your car is and how many square meters are in your house, but the ruchnius. Can you keep the Torah? Can you grow in ruchnius? Can you come closer to Hashem through learning Torah and doing mitzvos? Similar to Vayikach Moses, as Atzmos Yosef Imo, the very next pasuk, Moshe took Atzmos Yosef, Chazal Darshin, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, someone who's smart takes mitzvos, all the other Jews were busy grabbing gold and silver. And Moshe knew what was more precious than gold and silver. More precious than gold and silver was mitzvos, right? And it was a mitzvah to perform a shvuah and a mitzvah of Kuras Mace, and Gemilas Chasadim take Atzmos Yosef Imo. He went to search all over Mitzrayim for the buried, the hidden tomb of Yosef. Well, everyone else is gold and silver because he knew it was important. Getting back to the Medrash Chazal, Afilu Ani B'Yisrael Yochal Sheyesev. The Chiddush is not that an usher should have a seva at the Pesach Seder. That's obvious. You want to celebrate your Cheiros? You have to do it in style. The usher has to take out all his nice cushions and all his nice furniture, and the usher has to say, look, I'm a chashev guy. I'm a fancy guy. I'm a gviri. And what's the avod of an usher on Pesach? The avod of an usher on Pesach say, I'm a gviri. I'm a fancy guy. I make a gazillion dollars. I have a tremendous mansion. I give credit to Hashem for taking me out of Mitzrayim, and not that I'm not a self-made man. It all comes from Hashem taking me out of Mitzrayim. But what's the avod of an ani on Pesach? The ani has nothing. He has no house and no car and no food and no etc. The vote of an ani is to say, I'm also Beseba. I'm also a rich guy. I'm also a chashuv guy. I have no money, but I'm rich in Torah and mitzvahs, and Torah and mitzvahs are worth more than money. Ah, I'm not chashuv. No one looks up to me. No one respects me. No one talks to me, with reverence. Doesn't matter. I'm chashuv because I'm chashuv in Hashem's eyes, because I'm an Oved Hashem, because I'm growing in Rechnius, and that's chashivas. And the avod of an ani on Pesach is, Vayasav al kimas am derech hamidbar, is to say, I don't care that I'm living the lifestyle of a midbar. I don't care that I don't have a nice house, and I don't care that I don't have good food to eat, and I don't care that I don't have a lot of money. I'm chashuv, I'm a ben chorin, chorin meaning freedom, and nobility, because I'm rich in Torah and mitzvos. And ultimately, that's maybe what Chazal were medayik from this whole series of psukim, from the whole experience of Yisrael Mitzrayim going into the midbar. Hashem took him to the midbar and said, you're leaving the Sirah Basar, the Gashrius of Mitzrayim, and you're coming to some place where there's no Gashrius, but there's something better than that, which is Ruchnius. And unfortunately, we live in a society nowadays, even in all circles, even in the firmest of circles sometimes, where, you know, our society teaches us to judge people based on how much money they make and how chashuv their job is and how big their house is and how fancy their car is, et cetera, et cetera. And it's our job, not only at the Pesach Seder and not only for Aniyim, but as every day we have to be Zochri Yisrael Mitzrayim, to be the ones who stand up and say, that's not what makes you chashuv, and that's not what makes you free, and that's not what makes you rich. Rich is being rich in Torah and mitzvos, chashuv being chashuv in Hashem's eyes, and ultimately that's all you need in life in order to be successful.